Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, almost everyone is being affected nowadays by the critical shortage of meat. But the folks who serve you at your Kroger store want you to know that although there is not much chance of getting famous Kroger Tender Ray Beef, and other meat items are limited, Kroger is doing everything possible to get meat. As always, however, Kroger will buy only through legitimate channels at legal prices. Another thing your Kroger meat man wants you to know is that right now your Kroger store has a plentiful supply of deliciously tender and fresh-tasting Kroger's selected seafood. It's priced to save you money, and it's the finest flavored seafood in town. Kroger selected seafood has that wonderful fresh-caught flavor because it's rushed to your favorite Kroger store by Kroger's special rush delivery system. That means every morsel is fresh, firm-fleshed, and delicious. Make up your mind right now to treat your family to a real shore dinner. Visit your Kroger store and see for yourself how tender and delicious-looking Kroger's selected seafood really is. And just wait till you taste the fresh-caught flavor of Kroger's selected seafood. You'll say it's the best ever. Visit your Kroger store soon and get your share of Kroger's selected seafood. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It is now almost certain that Penny's sworn enemy, Jerry Manson, is in Rossville. And when Penny remembers that Freddie Lang begged her to get out of town several days ago, and then himself fails to show up for work at Jed's the next morning, Penny says to Professor Rogers,
Professor, do you really think there's any possible connection between Jerry Manson and Freddie?
I think there can be, Miss Gibbs. Do you?
I don't know. I can't make up my mind. That's why I had to come down here to your office and talk about it. I hope you don't mind.
Why should I mind?
Well, I know you're busy, and
I'm never too busy for you, Miss Gibbs. And, well, I hope I never will be. What makes you think Freddie and Jerry might be connected in some way?
Oh, nothing specific. Just a few coincidences that seem kind of strange.
Oh.
Freddie isn't at work today, is he?
No, he's not.
Don't you think it's strange that he hasn't shown up? Or that no one's heard from him?
Well, yes, but I don't see why that links him to Jerry Manson.
Oh, I don't say it does, and I wouldn't even suspect it, except that Freddie warned me of trouble unless I left town.
I know, but that was in regard to Bill Carver, wasn't it?
Freddie wouldn't say.
Oh, and you think maybe he was referring to Jerry Manson coming back to town?
Professor, I only suspect it. Maybe I'm being unfair to Freddie even to be suspicious about him, but I don't trust him the way I used to.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that. I never did trust him.
I know. And you did turn out to be wrong about him, didn't you?
Well, as far as we know, yes. But I still say we don't know the truth about what happened behind that store Freddie was accused of robbing. Or what really happened to the $300 of Jed's money that Freddie said was stolen from him. And I don't think we know anything at all about the real setup between Freddie and Bill Carver.
Now, listen, Professor. The police are satisfied that everything's all right and that Freddie was telling the truth. Why can't we be satisfied, too?
Well, you can be satisfied if you want to. I'm never going to be. Miss Gibbs, I just can't trust Freddie, that's all. I've tried, but, well, it was just wasted effort.
Well, I won't argue with you as strongly as I used to. I'm beginning to have several doubts about him myself. And mostly on the subject of Jerry Manson.
Well, it's strange, but I think that's one fear you needn't have about Freddie. It's completely illogical that he'd be involved with Jerry Manson in any way.
Well, then why, just before we heard that Jerry was in Rossville, did Freddie beg me to leave town?
Well, it's just what you said it was, a strange coincidence. I think Freddie was afraid of something connected with Bill Carver.
But isn't that illogical? Freddie talked as if I were in danger of bodily harm. Now, why do I have anything to fear from Bill Carver?
Well, that can't be answered until we find out more about Mr. Carver. And I'm going to see what I can do about that, too. I've been worried about him ever since the night he came to your house.
Mm. He was in rather a nasty mood, wasn't he?
It was more than a mood. I think Carver is naturally a nasty person. And I don't think he came to your house that evening with good intentions.
You sound kind of like Freddie.
Oh? Well, Why? Does he think Carver's dangerous, too?
No, he hasn't said much about Mr. Carver, but he's always fearing the worst for me.
Well, Freddie isn't stupid, Miss Gibbs. If he thinks you're in danger, maybe you are.
Professor, this is the 20th century. We're living in a civilized community. People don't go around fearing for their lives anymore.
I know that, Miss Gibbs. But there are still a lot of uncivilized people in this civilized world. So there's still a lot of danger to the rest of us.
Well, I refuse to believe I'm in as much danger as Freddie thinks. Why, he even suggested at one time that my life wasn't safe.
Well, I hate to believe he's right about that, but... Well, men like Carver and women like Jerry Manson belong to that group of uncivilized people I was talking about a second ago. Let's be wary of them. Let's stay wary of them.
No, I intend to stay strictly away from both of them. Even putting the two of them in the same breath gives me a chill.
Yeah, the thought of Jerry Manson and Bill Carver working together against you is... That's enough to make a strong man weak.
I wonder if they will meet, Professor.
I don't know. But with the way you've argued, I'll tell you just what occurred to me.
All right, what?
Maybe they've met already. And if they have, maybe you'd better take Freddie's advice and get out of town.
No, sir. I'm not going to run like a scared child until I find out what there is to be afraid of. And I'll have to talk to Freddie before I know anything about that.
You'll have to find Freddie before you can talk to him.
I know it, and I will find him. He'll probably be home tonight.
Well, if he does come home tonight, let me know, will you? I want to talk to that boy. I want to know where he is now.
Oh, Professor, maybe we're both being upset about nothing. Maybe he's just playing hooky.
Well, maybe so, Miss Gibbs. Maybe there's nothing to it. But I want to know where he is now, who he's with, and why.
Come in.
It's me.
I'm back, Bill.
Yeah, it's about time, too, Freddie. Close the door, will you?
I'm going right out again.
No, you ain't. Close the door.
Okay. There you are.
That's better. Get that stuff at the library?
Yeah, I copied everything down for you.
Good, let's have it.
Here you go.
Hey, you sure got a stack of stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff there.
All about the Gibbs dame, huh?
Yeah. The newspapers in the library were full of the stuff about Gibbsy just a while back.
And about this Manson dame, too, huh?
Yeah. Gee, there's a lot about her.
Uh-huh. Swell. Sit down while I look it over.
Look, Bill, I gotta get out of this dump of yours and get back to work.
Sit down.
But, Bill, I gotta
get
come
up
over...
and sit down before I not get down.
Well, Carver, one of these days I'm gonna...
Uh-huh. Go on.
Nothing. Just skip it.
You're gonna what?
I said to skip it, didn't I? I didn't mean nothing.
Well, now I sure hope you didn't, because I got a use for you for a while. And I sure wouldn't want nothing to happen to you. Now sit down, pal.
Okay.
That's a good boy. Now let's see what you got here. Yeah. The Gibbs dame sure made newspaper copy for a long time, huh?
Yeah. Especially about the time that Jerry Manson dame got arrested here.
Does it say anywhere that it was Gibbs who got Manson arrested?
Well, no, not exactly it doesn't. You see, it was Professor Rogers who got the goods on her, see? He was a federal agent then. And, well, there's something in there about the Manson dame popping off that she was going to get Gibbsy for getting her into trouble.
And I guessed right about Manson, huh?
Yeah, plenty unpleasant dame, all right.
What I figured from the newspaper I read yesterday.
Look, Bill, I don't get all this. Now, why did you send me to the library for all this stuff about Gibbsy and the Manson dame, huh?
Does that story about Manson in the papers yesterday give me an idea?
Yeah? What?
I'm going to keep my little promise to get even with you for batting me on the head when we were robbing that store. Or have you sort of forgotten that?
No, I ain't forgotten about it, Bill. But look, why do you have to go and take it out on Gibbsy?
Because I want to, maybe.
What's she done to you?
She's made a nice boy out of you. She's given you a lot of fancy ideas that you ought to go straight, and I don't like that. Because you used to be a pretty smart little helper, and in some of the jobs I got planned, I need help.
Well, you can get your help from somebody else, can't you?
No. I don't want to waste time training nobody else.
Well, you ain't going to get no more help from me at all.
Freddie. Because when I get through with you, you won't even be able to help yourself.
Okay. I said this before, and I'm telling you again now. You can do anything you want to me, see? Only leave Gibbsy alone, will you?
Uh-uh. Not with a setup as nice as this is. Now I got plans already made, and this Jerry Manson dame fits right into them.
What do you mean that she fits into them?
I'll tell you what I mean. I got a lot of stuff about the Gibbs and Manson dames here in my hand, thanks to you, Chump.
Listen, if I'd have known this was all part of some dirty scheme of yours, I wouldn't have got it for you.
That would have been okay, kid. I could have got it myself. I just thought of that. Well, when I get through with your pal Gibbs, you'd like to know you sort of helped me fix it, wouldn't you?
Listen, if you think you're going to get away with anything,
I'm going to get away with it, all right, Freddy. I'm going to find this Manson dame somewhere, and then me and her is going to get even with your pal Gibbsy together.
Uh-uh. No, you're not, because I'm going to...
You're going to tell somebody, kid? Now, I wouldn't do that if I was you, because if you crack one word of this to anybody, I'm going to crack down on your girlfriend Gibbsy so fast, not even you will know what happened.
Oh, now, Bill, please, will you just wait a minute? Be a good guy.
You'll be Gibbsy... a smart guy, kid, and just don't try to argue with me. Now, go on, get out of here. I'll call you when I need you again.
Uh-uh. I'm not leaving here until you...
I said get out of here.
No, I won't. Not until you tell me that...
What's the matter with you, kid? Are you tired of walking around in one piece?
No, Bill, don't.
First, you don't want to come in. Now you don't want to leave. Maybe you're getting a little too big for your own size, and I ought to pare you down.
No, Bill, let go of me, will you? Look out, you're hurting my arm.
Sorry, kid. Don't mean to be rough. I just don't want you to fall down while I try to slap some sense in that head of yours.
Cut it out, Bill. Cut it out.
Okay. Now get out of here. But you better not go to work till that kisser of yours cools off. It's a little bit red. You wouldn't want nobody to think you was embarrassed.
Well, Bill Carver plans to meet Jerry Manson before he goes through with his threat against Penny. Will Freddy find a way to warn Penny before it's too late? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Everywhere you go nowadays, you hear about the critical shortage of meat throughout the nation. So you know there's not much chance for you to get famous Kroger Tender Ray beef. Remember, though, Kroger is doing everything possible to get meat. But as always, Kroger will buy only through legitimate channels at legal prices. Remember, too, your Kroger store has a plentiful supply of delicious Kroger's selected seafood. Priced to save you money, Kroger's selected seafood is firm-fleshed and packed with a real ocean-fresh flavor. So visit your Kroger store and get your share of Kroger's selected seafood. Now your local announcer.